Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
I mean, your guess is as close as mine. At this point, when I start the show, you look at me like, are we going? Are we good?
Mic's on.
What are we doing? Good. We got mic's on. We got cameras. I think that one's on. That one's on. That one's on. This one's on live on Facebook. Had a bunch of good comments. What topic were we talking about last week? That by the way, welcome to the Dudu and Foo Show. I just jumped right in. This is it's May 16th. This is episode 8. Mm-hmm. One of your hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli, Foo.
The Dudu
and Foo Show.
Oh, that's a good looking logo. Yeah, go back to episode 1. It's hilarious. What episode 1 looks like compared to,
right?
You know, catching our groove a little bit here. But what were we talking about last week? We were talking about NBA, either nicknames or something. What was our list that we gave you?
It was the top 10 in scoring. That was one
of them. Scoring. Yeah. And Julie chimed in and had one. She got one. I went back to the chat.
Oh, okay. I think which one did she come up with?
I think it was Giannis.
Giannis.
Did you get Giannis late?
Late, because you late. Gave me hints on that. And the one I don't think I would have gotten was Fox. When you said Fox, I was like, yeah, that was not even in my mind at the time. Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to the show. We just got done with some big chicken. Tell us about why did we have it for those people watching the show not understanding why we're eating big chicken. Tell them why.
Yeah, we did a top 5 in our fast food. And one of them was the big chicken. I had it third, but I can easily put that second. And shout out to the manager there, Kimian. He nice. Real nice guy. The one on West Tropicana there. That's actually their corporate store.
Tropicana, Fort Apache.
Tropicana, west of Fort Apache. Kimian's the manager. Nice. Yeah, that's how we come up with the big chicken. We had that before we got on the air here.
I had a couple chicken sandwiches. Yep. One had the traditional with pickles and their sauce, and then the other one had some mac and cheese in it. And I went for the salad.
Yeah, the Cobb salad.
Trying to eat a little healthier, trying to lose some weight. That salad was fantastic. Yeah. Big portion, too, for a salad.
Oh, yeah.
It's grilled chicken. I'm glad they do grilled chicken.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we had some big chicken, and shout out to Shaq.
Shaq, yes.
With the big chicken. That's food's my first good. Time ever. It was pretty interesting, again, a couple episodes ago, doing a top 5 fast food, and you said big chicken. I'm like, I've never had it. And that's crazy if you think about how many fast food places there are in this world, and for you to name somewhere that I had never been. What was the other one you said, too, that
I did the
Five Guys?
It, no,
five
it
guys?
Was the John Smith's sub sandwiches.
That's what it was. Yeah, I've had that once, yeah. Interesting. So anyway, here we go. Interesting week. I was just showing you a picture of our graduation. Our sophomores graduated, all 5 of them.
Yeah.
They got to sit together. They got to walk across the stage one after another. Awesome day. Other sports there as well. Obviously, volleyball, softball, baseball. You know, all the other sports were represented as well. Men's basketball. They hold it over at the Thomas and Max. It was a phenomenal graduation. It was great to have 5 sophomores, all 5 graduated. So good week. We have open gym tonight. It's kind of slow around here. You know, school's out and sports are kind of done right now. We're kind of easing off a little bit. So not a whole bunch of CSN news other than our baseball team won the SWAC championship this
Congratulations
week.
To them. Yeah. Very good.
Nick Garitano, yes. The GOAT.
Yes.
They won in dramatic fashion here, hosted the tournament and won the tournament. So they currently, I think they just finished. I might have to check the score before the end of the show. They're down in the South region, which is Region 1, which is the region we'll be in next year.
Right.
So the winner of Region 18 now goes and plays down in a double elimination down in Region 1.
Okay.
So they're playing Pima today, and hopefully they won and can match up with South Mountain and win a couple games and go to the World Series.
Yeah, you can't leave a conference in any better fashion than that, right? Win the regular season and the conference tournament.
And Coach of the Year and Player of the Year. I mean, it's just, yeah. So good, shout out to the CSN baseball team.
Yes.
Always holding down the fort, always representing CSN to the highest level on and off the field. It was great to be able to be down there. I was down there the whole day Friday. And then Saturday we had the event at the Aces practice facility. We did the Healthy Heart event.
Yes,
Saturday. And so we had a good amount of our girls, returning girls and some new girls, come and volunteer, get some volunteer hours into the for the community for the next year. And the facilities manager grabbed me and said, hey, let me give you a tour. Because we weren't like in – so I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and all my players were not there. Aaliyah was the only one there. Okay. So I said, can I bring one? He's like, yep. So Aaliyah came along. Locker room, team room, nutrition room, exercise room. I mean, Mark Davis doesn't.
Top notch.
Oh, well, top notch is, listen, they, I mean, I could go on. Their little team, I don't want to say little, their two things. Their film room is full-blown massage chairs. I'm not talking like just up your back and rolling.
Right.
I'm talking like immersive massage chairs.
Right.
And apparently Coach likes them because they're there. But she said, all you hear is the massage chair.
Yeah.
And then I got to keep the girls awake, keep the ladies awake. Their film room was phenomenal. And then they had like a team nutrition room. And they had like this, imagine this kitchen countertop. But on this side, it's a countertop. Just looks like a normal kitchen. But this side is warm, that side's cold. So if you have warm plates, you put it on there, and it's just the kitchen.
Well, it's Mark Davis.
It's Mark Davis, yeah.
If you've seen Allegiant Field or Allegiant Stadium, same way, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, we get to the gym, and you know the LED lights go from red to green to blue, like whatever you want to do. Really, it was a fun event. Got a ton of kids screened. Troy, one of the organizers and founders of the program, said that it was their best attended function yet.
Oh, nice. Very good.
And we're in mild talks. I'm putting him in connection with our assistant athletic trainer about doing an event here at CSN and even maybe making it a mandatory part of our physical routine. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. But
that'd be good.
Yeah, it's important to make sure these young adults' hearts are healthy enough for sports.
Very important.
So that's the CSN update. Let's hear about the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs.
Eastern Conference, the Knicks go up 3-2. And speaking of the Knicks, I actually got to make a correction from last week when we talked about how fans are quick to want to get rid of players, and I bring up the Knicks and Patrick Ewing and talked about the 10 years Ewing was out. They only made two playoffs. I said that was with Melo, but that was before. They before did make Melo. Two in the first 10 years, but that was before Melo, and then Melo bring him to three, his first 3 years there. But the Knicks... they won. They had to win that game five. You know, the Pacers did what they had to do, with the Knicks being shorthanded.
Yeah.
And then they win. I mean, they did squeak by game three, up 12, down 9. They win it. Give them credit. They won it. And then they really blew out the Knicks in game four, which they got to do that with all things considered. But now they lose by 30 to a shorthanded Knicks team in game five.
Yeah.
Right,
so go figure.
And then of course your Celts,
50-point turnaround.
50-point turnaround, right? And your Celts did. I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're playing the way it's supposed to be.
I think thus far, I know we'll have hopefully the Knicks. You know, just for the sake of the podcast, I hope it's Knicks Celtics, so we have a little bit more to talk about. But I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Celtics should come out of the East. I mean, they just should. They should.
They look the best. Yeah,
they look the best, and hopefully they get Porzingis back, and that's going to make a big difference as well.
Yeah.
NBA, and then the Western Conference is pretty competitive. I mean, Dallas took a 3-2 lead yesterday.
I know.
At OKC, right?
Yeah.
And then of course Denver's on a roll now. Denver kind of got backed into a corner and.
Now, a couple episodes again, we said nobody would want to play the Timberwolves. Now nobody wants to play the Nuggets, right? What a turnaround that series is.
Yeah. No. I think I'd like to see that go game seven. And I know Kendrick Perkins had mentioned, he said yesterday, he's like, Timberwolves in seven. Like, he was, you know, not even a fact. I think it'd be a great game seven. Yeah. I think any game sevens are great. But, I kind of think it's going to be Denver-Dallas in the West, and I think it'll be the Knicks-Celtics in the East. And I think that's going to be a fun Eastern and Western Conference finals. WNBA season started. The two-time defending champ, Las Vegas Aces, get their rings again.
Yeah, that was
Mark
nice.
Davis. He does it big. Get an opening night home win, which is exciting. Our trainer here, one of our trainers, Brett Taylor, is on staff there as one of the assistant trainers. Haven't connected with him to see how the game was, but WNBA is in full swing. And baseball's chugging along. Hockey, Golden Knights aren't in it.
Nah, it's
Bruins hanging on by a thread. That's my squad. You got anybody?
I'm an Islanders fan.
Islanders, are they in it?
No, they lost to Carolina 4-1.
Okay, all right.
And now they're playing the they're playing the Rangers right now.
Okay.
And
hockey loses me after if my team's not in it, they lose me. That's I'm a basketball guy, so it's the same it's the same season. So I like hockey. I enjoy it, but if it's not Golden Knights Bruins, I don't know how much I'm going to watch it.
I'm still watching.
Do you?
Even though the Islanders are out, I'm kind of, usually when you got the two New York teams, you either root for one and not the other. I don't mind seeing the Rangers win, but I've always liked, growing up, I always liked to see Boston win, right? That was Felix's team, Boston, right?
He was
a Bruins fan. Yeah, so
I got the t-shirt.
On top of a Celtics fan too, Felix was, and Derek likes, my younger brother Derek likes Celtics too, but I'm still watching hockey. Rooting, like to see Rangers and Bruins get there, and I would root for the Bruins if those two matched up. Hockey's anything can happen in the hockey playoffs.
For sure,
hockey's great, man.
Hockey playoffs and the low scoring aspect of hockey makes it interesting because it can be a 1-1 game going into the final minute and there's suspense. It's action, I think Boston is home tonight, I believe, to try to force a game seven. It's game six.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's our little hockey roundup. Baseball, we'll get into that. Still a ways to go with
long
baseball.
Long season. Long season.
The Patriots, when the Red Sox kind of fell off, I backed off of baseball a little bit.
Okay.
But, it's early in the season, so I got to root them on a little bit. I think they're 6.5 games or 6 games back. Yeah. And I'm like, you're starting to slip early here, guys.
Well, you're always in it now that the new four-man baseball with the wild card. I mean, even if you look at the National League, all the teams that are in the wild card hunt, there's a lot of teams under 500, just not that good. But they're all
in it.
Me being a Mets fan, I think, what are they now? 3 games under, but they're a game and a half out of the third wild card spot. So they're still in it.
Yeah, it's same with the NBA adding the play-in games, like or NCAA adding the play-in games. It's like it just keeps expanding until everybody's a part of it.
Right, exactly. Gives everybody a second chance.
Yeah, but it's fun, on the NBA side, seeing teams like Minnesota and Oklahoma City go from not much to all of a sudden league leaders is kind of fun. Interesting stat about Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So the North Carolina Tar Heels this year, their average age of their starting five was 22 years and 2 months old. I'm sorry, 22 years. Yeah, 22 years and 2 months old.
Yeah.
Guess the average age of the Oklahoma City Thunder starting five.
I got to believe it's right there.
It's right there.
I would like to think it's over 22 years in 2 months, but the way these kids come out early, it's probably under that maybe by a few months.
It's 22 years, 6 months.
6 months, so it's over by four. But yeah, it's crazy.
Of a college
yeah.
team and a pro team.
Yeah.
And you know, you get those arguments, could a college team beat a pro team? But, well, I think we're closer to that being a reality than we were years ago.
Yeah.
I think as time goes on and sports expand, especially in the basketball world, I think you're getting closer to that. And you're seeing some of these teams, man. Like, you know, the best teams in the league used to have the oldest players, the prime or older Larry Bird, or the prime or older Kareem, and the prime or older Magic, and or Jordan, right?
Or Jordan.
Not the young Jordan, but now these young kids come in and they're taking over early. Yeah. 22 years and 6 months average age. Chet Holmgren, I mean, it's Josh Giddey. Like, these guys are, they're babies. Just getting started.
You know, when you get to the pros, obviously it makes your game a lot better. I mean, just look at Vancero. He's a lot better than he was in college. Obviously, you have to be at this level, but he just looks a lot better.
He's a beast.
More confident.
Confident.
Yeah.
His still fairly young, but he's, again, I think it's that process of now coming in as an older body, I guess, as opposed to the skinny young, you know, newcomers to the NBA. He's ready to go. He'll play against anybody.
You know, from Duke to the NBA, and you talk about, you just said, can a college team beat a pro team? These guys get to the pros are that much better.
So, yeah.
You know, he might have been in college last year or 2 years ago, whatever. Right now, he's playing a much better game.
Yep.
And they just get that much better, and they have to be. We could be getting close to a college team, maybe beating one of these NBA teams. I don't know, but
someday. Listen,
a 16-1, right? We thought we'd never see that. It's happened twice, but yeah.
And like I said, you know, we talked about, I think in episode 2 or 3, we talked about adding one NBA superstar to a team. Does it get them there? And it's like, maybe. So, you know, the gap is closing, and it's fun to watch, I think, in some ways. So for today, we got a bunch of kind of odd things. Aaliyah was here and kind of came up with some ideas on some things, some quizzes for you, some rankings. We got a little bit of everything. So we're going to jump in. First thing we're going to do is what's called a blind ranking. So this is we're going to rank a specific category. These are NBA in-game dunkers. So you got 5 spots. Number one is number one. 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you don't get to, your wheels are turning. You don't get to pick the names. I pick the names.
Okay. So here's
how it goes, right? You got 5 spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boop. I'm gonna give you a name. The first name, you don't know who the other 4 are. So you gotta blind rank them.
This is all right.
You gotta blind rank them.
Yes. Okay. I already like it. Yes.
So here we go. Blind rank. In-game NBA dunkers. We're gonna start with Julius the Doctor Irving. You don't know who's coming after him.
I know.
So where do you put him?
3.
Dr. J, a safe 3. What's your memory of Dr. J? What's your favorite dunk from Dr. J?
What was the game that he flew over somebody? Fast break.
Was it the cradle?
Yes.
The rockabye?
I don't know if it was Cooper. Yeah. Was that the NBA championship, right? No.
I don't know. That was
that was the cradle. That's the highlight. Everybody sees that highlight.
Yeah, rockabye baby.
But that was good. Of course, you know, the All-Star game or the slam dunk contest when he was the first to take off, just from about the free throw line. But yeah, the in-game one, that was nuts.
Safe bet. Yeah. All right. So you got number 3 taken.
Okay, yep.
Next up, Blake Griffin.
Mm. Mm. You're right. Had I known he'd be 3 to Doc before, but I'm going to go Griffin 4.
Griffin 4? Okay. Yeah. I mean, geez, his.
Did you and Aaliyah both come up with these, or did she? Because I got. You both did,
we
right?
Both
so, because I got to think errors. Now, that Dr. J, right?
Yeah.
So, Dr.
Oh, no,
J's
no. These were mine. Hers were you'll know when Aaliyah comes
okay.
up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Blake.
Because she'd be more new school.
Blake went through about a 5 or 6 year span where he was just, I mean, it was unhuman like some of the things he was doing. So you got 4 and you got 3 and 4 done.
Yep.
We're going to Sean Kemp. Wow. In game dunkers.
5.
5, Sean Kemp. And we're going to ask you when you're done, we'll see if you'll make any changes.
He was a monster dunker. Oh. He was a monster dunker.
He dunked hard.
He dunked so hard.
Straight out of high school. I mean, Sean Kemp, his highlights, if you're a young listener, Just jump on YouTube and pull up Sean Kemp highlights. Some pretty nasty stuff.
Oh, in game too.
So we got two left. So obviously this one's going to be either one or two, and then the last name you don't get to pick. It fills the void. And so your next one is Dominique Wilkins.
Number one.
The Neek.
The Neek.
Dominique. Nickname? Dominique's.
Am I drawing a blank on that? What was his nickname?
The Human Highlight
Film. Oh, yeah, Human Highlight Film. Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Human Highlight Film for that reason. The Human Highlight Film. Number one on a lot of people's dunkers.
Dunking champ, everything.
And I think you did pretty well because number two is Vince Carter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. Who the Nets are going to retire his number next year. I just saw that. Yeah.
Good I saw that, yeah. Yeah. So how do you like that if you had to now not blind Ranky? You got Dominique, okay. Vince, Dr. J, Blake, and Kemp. Anything you'd switch?
I would keep Neek one.
Yep.
You know, that's
you did pretty good, man.
Yeah, that you know, I don't really couldn't switch a lot. Maybe move Kemp up because he was just nasty, man, during game. Maybe move Neek to Kemp to three.
Okay.
You know, three or two. I guess Carter and Kemp can be 2-3. You know, Dr. J and Griffin can go 4-5 either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would probably move Kemp up, yes.
Yeah. I'd probably go, I'd go Griffin at, I like 1 and 2. I think Neek and Vince are right there. I like Griffin at 3. And as much as I love Dr. J, and he does have a couple really insane stuff, but Kemp just ferocious. Dr. J, obviously, all-star game and all that stuff. But pretty good.
No,
that's your first blind rank.
No, I liked it. That was great, man.
Yeah,
it was great. No Jordan. No Jordan. No Daryl Dawkins. Remember Darryl his nickname? Dawkins.
Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder. Yeah, right. Yeah. Daryl Dawkins
broke a few backboards. So that's the beauty of the blind ranks, and we'll do more as time goes on because you're sitting there thinking, where do I put Jordan? Where do I put Jordan? Where do I put Jordan? He's not on the list, so you don't know the list. So that's your first one of that. The next one, and this is there's a couple that Aaliyah helped with.
Just
goofy conversation starters, right? So this one is called Start, Bench, Cut. So I'm going to give you three names.
Oh, okay.
You have to start one.
Bench one.
One gets benched.
The other one.
And one's off the team.
One's gone. Okay.
All right. So we're going to start right off the bat with Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady.
Joe Montana, Peyton Manning.
Start one, bench one, and cut one.
All right.
Yeah, you got some personal feelings here. You got a Manning. Well, even though it's not Eli.
No. Well, here's what we're gonna do.
Here's what we're gonna do. Everybody, hold on.
We're gonna start Joe Montana.
Ooh. Starting Montana.
Oh boy. Wow, you had to put Manning in with those two, didn't you?
I had to. I gotta give you something to think
bench
about.
We'll bench Brady, cut Manning.
Bench Brady.
It's tough to cut Brady with all those rings. They're all different styles, but
for sure. But yeah,
they're all Super Bowl winners, two-time Super Bowl winners. Yeah. It's tough to cut Manning, but I got to start Montana over the three of them though.
Of course, you know who I'm starting.
Right, I can't cut Brady on you. I can't cut Brady on you.
But I'm still right there with you. I think I would start Brady. Bench Montana, have him coming off. Are you kidding me? Joe Montana coming off the bench,
right?
And Manning's just a touch outside.
It's a good thing you didn't give me Marino.
We're not done yet. You ready for the next
one? Okay. Yep.
We'll stay right on. Okay. Boom, you asked for it. You got it. Elway, Marino, Favre.
Yeah, well, we'll start Marino. Just in that order, we'll start Marino.
Marino starts.
We'll bench Elway.
Bench Elway.
And we'll cut Favre.
Cut Favre. That was a pretty convincing one, huh?
Yeah.
No questions.
No questions.
And
I'm a Marino guy.
Big Marino guy?
That's my guy.
No championships, no rings.
That's my guy. Probably because I've seen him live a few times.
Really?
And Dan, let me tell you something. Watching him live, unbelievable. And actually, a cardiologist, Dr. Ruggieri, who was like a 10th or 11th guy in the UNLV basketball team years ago.
That's right. You told me about that.
He went and tried out for the Dolphins, and we got into talking about quarterbacks, and he said by far Marino because he was catching passes from Marino. 2 weeks later, he was done in camp because that's enough. He goes, Marino threw such a heavy ball. He was trying out for tight end, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see, he got to experience it live, and he said the same thing. He's no
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Nobody like Marino, he said.
Yeah. See, now I don't have that connection to Marino, so I'm a flip-flop. I'm starting Elway. I think I watched a lot of Orange Crush and a lot of Denver Broncos because Steve Atwater for many years was my favorite player.
I just
love watching Steve Atwater when he hit Christian Okoye. He was just a menace, him and Ronnie Lott. I mean, I just liked that style back then.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of Denver, and then of course, you know, Elway he was magical, man. He just made things. He won games with minutes left like very few quarterbacks have ever done. But I did love Marino, and of course, Patriots fan, we saw Marino a lot, and he hurt us a lot. And back then, the Patriots weren't even very good. We had Steve Grogan, and had Tony Eason. And
Grogan bring him to the Super Bowl.
Lost to the Fridge Perry. Yep.
Yeah.
And then Favre, I mean, Brett Favre's Brett Favre, man.
He's got a ring also.
He's got a ring also. So, all right, we're going to move to basketball. We're going to keep this ball rolling. Yeah. This is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Okay. Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Kevin Garnett. What are we doing here? What are we doing to Mike? He's like, I just brought the big chicken. I brought lunch. I made everybody happy. And now you're giving me Dirk, Duncan, and KG, and somebody's getting cut.
Holy smoke.
What are we doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, out of the three of them, I gotta cut Dirk.
Really?
Yes. Woo-hoo. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go.
Bye, Dirk.
Oh, man.
Dirk is cut. I did not see that coming.
I'm leaning towards starting Duncan, but Garnett gives you so much in different aspects of the game.
I mean, that's...
But how do you bench Duncan? Let's start Garnett. I switched that at the last minute. Let's start Garnett.
KG, now listen.
Yeah.
Celtic fan. I mean, he was a big part of the last championship. Yeah. One of the biggest parts. And Duncan is...
Yeah.
Duncan is arguably the best power forward in the game.
I know. Wow. But yeah, I'll stick with that. You can be biased. I see. I was a little biased on the Marino front too because I was Fee's guy. But I always liked Marino too. But yeah, you can be biased on it.
I don't even know. I mean, I made this question and I'm like, how do you even answer this? Like, Dirk Nowitzki is.
I mean, it's not easy. Obviously,
it's not easy. But I think you're probably right with Dirk. I just don't like saying it out loud. I don't like it coming out of my mouth.
Anybody chiming in? They got any ideas over there?
No chime ins yet. I know. Where's Juliet? Come on.
Wow.
Man, I'll tell you, I want to say KG, but how do you like when you rank NBA players?
Yeah.
You're probably going to rank Duncan ahead of KG. But now you're talking about actually playing in a game, like who you pick. And,
yes.
And like you said, I think KG gives you way, in my opinion, way more rebounding, way more defensive intensity, way more shot blocking.
Ball handling.
Not that Duncan couldn't do that, ball handling.
Yeah.
Duncan could do all those things, but he wasn't closer to the elite level with those things. And KG just does so much passion, energy.
Yeah.
It's so, all right. So here's Aaliyah's.
Okay. All right. Let's see what she's got.
Where is she? She's in the gym shooting.
Okay, yeah.
Doritos.
I knew it was going to be. Why? I knew it wasn't going to be sports, but that's fine. It's awesome.
Doritos.
Yes.
Fritos.
Yes.
And Cheetos.
First of all, we knew Fritos were going to be on there, right? If anybody seen last episode five, we know why Fritos is on there.
Yeah.
So
Doritos, Fritos, and Cheetos. I'm like, Aaliyah, give me a couple. This is what she comes up with.
All right, we're starting Doritos.
Ooh, Doritos are the start. I'm going to jump out. Okay, go ahead.
Cheetos or Fritos?
Let's see who you bet. Let's see who you cut.
Oh, my gosh.
Fritos and Cheetos, huh?
Yeah, I'll do Cheetos for sure. We're starting. Or I'm sorry. We're starting Doritos for sure.
Cheetos off the bench.
If you eat it with
cottage cheese, it's definitely getting cut.
Yeah, Cheetos is bench. Fritos is cut. Yeah.
Yeah, probably right there. I think I'm gonna go the same three. I struggle with start and bench because I could start Cheetos all day. I love Cheetos, but I love Doritos. I mean,
Doritos.
It's hard to put that bag down once you start.
Oh yeah.
And then we have the last one, the WNBA edition.
Okay.
We got Brittany Griner.
Yep.
We got Asia Wilson.
Yep.
And we got Caitlin Clark.
We're going to start Asia Wilson. Not just because she's local, but kind of career she had. Jeez,
she's got her signature shoe.
Yeah,
this week.
She's got the shoe. I saw. Yeah. That's what I wanted to mention to you. Yeah. Right, we didn't get a chance to talk about that, but yeah. And then we're gonna bench Griner and we're gonna cut Caitlin.
Bench and cut Caitlin. So Aaliyah had that. She had Asia starting as well. She cut Brittany Griner and kept Caitlin Clark.
Brittany has had a great career. She's hurt right now. That's why she didn't play in that first game. Yep. But
she's tough. So there you go. There's your start bench cut.
That's awesome, right?
And
there.
Then you got your blind ranking. So
yes.
You gotta. And now there's this last one. This last one is called. It's the silent game.
Okay.
Okay. Which isn't great for a podcast, I guess, because there's a lot of dead air.
We'll make it happen.
I didn't think this one through
too
much.
We'll make it happen.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
And you cannot speak until I name one better. So I'm going to tell you a quarterback.
Okay.
And
okay.
You don't speak until I name one better.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The quarterback that we're going to name better than is... Why am I forgetting his name? I didn't write it down.
Who do you play for?
The Jets right now.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
So you can't speak from now on until I name a player better than Aaron Rodgers. You
okay.
Ready? All right. We're going to start with Philip Rivers. Next, we are going to Drew Bledsoe. Next, we are going to. I should have wrote more of these down. This is trouble here. Hold on, let me make this. We're going to go to Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, in my mind. Yes.
In your mind.
Yes.
A couple more. Let me tell you what would you have done? I got Eli on here.
No, I still wouldn't have said anything.
Russell Wilson.
Nope.
And then I thought you'd say it by then.
Yeah.
And I had Peyton Manning a little bit.
I would have said Peyton Manning.
Peyton for sure. Yeah. That was the one that I was like, he'll definitely say it. Peyton Manning. So, yeah, Brett Favre.
And I'm a Giants fan too, but no Eli.
No Eli.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eli, but you're not. Thank you for the two rings.
I'm happy they won the Super Bowls, but.
Yeah. So that's the silent game. I'm going to work on that one a little bit, but it's a pretty interesting game. Because some of me get going.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I tried to mix in a little few other sports, WNBA and some football.
No, that was great. I liked
so
it. That
heavy
was very
on the basketball.
Yeah.
And then this is another kind of thing that we talk about that we've talked about a lot with the Mount Rushmore, and we go to five. We're usually not a four guy. So I want to have a conversation today about the five greatest athletes of all time.
Oh boy. Okay. Yep.
Of all time. And this is going to kind of circle back to something that I talked to at the event, the Healthy Heart event at the ACES practice facility. This conversation I had with another gentleman there, and we talked for 20 minutes about this. And so this first question is going to circle back to a second question. So let's just, you don't have to tell me, because you bring up a name doesn't mean he's on your five. So let's, who are your non-negotiables? All sports included, all sports. There's no wrong answer.
Jim Brown's one.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. You got five spots.
All five, top five, all All-time all athletes.
Any athlete, any sport.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
You know, Pro Bowler, All-Star in two sports.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. You're coming up with quicker names than I would have. Those guys would have probably made it into my conversation, but I like it.
I'm just trying to think of athletes.
I'm going to throw out some names. Let you think about them. These aren't my names specifically, but some names to think about.
Yep.
You got your Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr,
sure.
Brett Hulls.
Sure.
You got your Michael Jordan. You got your Phelps.
Yep.
You got your Carl Lewis or Jackie Joyner Kersee or you got, let's see, what are some other?
Well, how about Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson. Yeah.
Right. He was a multi-sport star at UCLA, right? Wasn't it Jackie
Robinson?
Is that
right? Yeah. You got me.
It was Jackie Robinson, yeah. I'm thinking athletes in multiples that played multiple sports. Yeah. I mean, but that's so hard to do.
Deion Sanders.
I was about to say Deion Sanders you can throw up there. I mean, he played baseball, football, obviously. During the same season, it's tough to do, just like Bo Jackson. I know Brian Jordan played it too, but I think Jordan was better in baseball than Sanders, but Sanders was better in football than Jordan.
Yeah. Really? You think Sanders was better at football than Michael Jordan was at basketball?
No. Brian Jordan. I'm sorry. Brian Jordan played for the Braves. Yeah. No, Brian like, Jordan played.
Michael Jordan with baseball. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, you're right. Michael Jordan did play baseball too.
Brian Jordan.
Yeah.
But you threw me for a loop there. I thought we almost canceled the show. I was going to put a big picture over Foo and it was going to be the doo doo show.
Eight episodes in. It's done.
Hey, we're done. That's it. We're done.
No, I'm sorry. Brian Jordan.
He said, Prime time is better than Michael Jordan.
No, yeah.
Hey, it's all good. Brian Jordan, okay.
Brian Jordan, yeah.
Okay, so you're taking it as literal as possible athlete.
His best athlete, right, the word athlete. You can, not that we've seen Jim Thorpe, but if you read on Jim Thorpe and if you watch film of him, right, he was a great athlete if you see it.
Tougher to do nowadays. What do you got? I mean, not really recent, but Charlie Ward, Heisman Trophy Charlie winner, Ward. Starting New York Knicks point guard.
Yes.
Not a lot of them out there. You got Kyler.
Kyler Murray.
There's a few.
I think the A's drafted, right? Didn't the A's draft him? Who's coming here in a few years, the A's, right?
Yeah. And then you got, what about Dwayne Johnson? Football and wrestling.
Yeah. You know, that wrestling, you say what they say about wrestling, but that's no joke. That's so physical, that wrestling. Absolutely. Yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who's making your goal?
I would throw Deion on there, man.
Deion's on there, huh?
Because you can see where I'm going with this. Guys playing multiple sports, street athletes. Yeah. Not to say who you gave me is not athlete because it's tough in those sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But we got to throw, I don't know if we got it, but we'll throw Michael Jordan on there just because he was doing things above the rim that kids were trying to emulate. But
of course.
You know what I mean? And he was just
So, one spot left.
Yeah.
No wrong answer.
Yeah. Did I, you know, throw Jackie Robinson on there.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a good list. And you made my point for me without even knowing what the next topic was.
Okay.
So, we're talking basketball with this gentleman. I can't remember his name. I have his business card somewhere. And we're talking about goats.
Yes.
And we're talking about basketball. And we're talking about LeBron. And we're talking about Jordan. And we both, and he's a little bit older because, I think the age kind of leans towards Jordan, obviously, because we saw him.
Sure.
And never to take anything away from LeBron because LeBron is unbelievable. You know, you can't compare eras. I get it. But there can only be one GOAT, in my opinion. I can't say, if I think Tom Brady's a GOAT, I can't say Tom Brady. And there's not two GOATs, just one. It's one person, in my opinion. Right. And just chatting and talking sports. So we were talking about it and he's like, he brought up Kobe and all kinds of people, Magic, Bird, Bill Russell. Like you can have all those conversations you want. But I think 95% of the world comes down to LeBron and Jordan right now. It's what it, I think, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
You just did it by your greatest athletes, Michael Jordan was there. So there can't be another basketball player when you ask who's the GOAT. Like, is Jordan your GOAT?
It's tough, man. Jordan, I mean, you can put the GOAT by his name.
Yeah.
But see, I was always a big Jabbar fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me a start my team. I'll start it with the center with Jabbar.
Sure.
But Jordan's definitely, he's definitely makes that top five of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but he's probably better.
It's interesting to make the greatest five of all time, but maybe not the GOAT in his sport. Like, see how that works backwards. So, we were talking about it. I did the same thing to him. I said, hey, let's forget about basketball. Right. You can include basketball, but give me a five. And of course, he put Jordan in.
Right.
And then I said, there's one more test that we can do to find out who the GOAT is.
Right.
Is I said, let's look around the room. So, we looked around the room. I'd say 8 out of 10 people had Jordans on. I said, do you see one pair of LeBrons out here?
Yeah,
you're
good
not,
point.
You know, and I know it's marketing and it's not basketball related, but I'm like, there's two telltale signs. If he's on your top five athletes of all time, look at everybody wearing Jordans.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my gosh. And we sat there in this event and counted Jordan, not one LeBron out there. And not that that's the telltale sign, but
he's above LeBron.
Yeah, no, I think so. And that's Aaliyah missed it. We did the start bench cut. He started Doritos, bench Cheetos, and cut Fritos. Okay, she said that's good.
Got the approval.
Got the thumbs up. And he started Asia Wilson, bench Brittany Griner, and cut Caitlin Clark. So now, as we were doing this before you got here with the big chicken, big bags of the big chicken, we were trying to come up with these start bench cuts or the blind ranking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, let's come up with a couple songs or genres for music. And she said, well, it's weird. I don't know what Mikey likes for music. You've known him longer. What does he like? And I'm like, oh my God, I don't either. So we wrote down a couple guesses as to what your style of music, what kind of music do you listen to, Mike?
I'll listen to, it's funny, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine last night. We were talking about it, and I listen to anything other than that real heavy metal, screaming metal that you can't understand a word, right?
Okay.
Now, I don't mind country. I don't go out of my way to listen to country, but if it's on and I'm around people, I'll listen to it. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Other than that, just about anything.
But what's your go-to? You got to have like...
I like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
80s. I like old school R&B.
Okay. Aaliyah's first guess for you was rock.
Rock, yep.
Yeah.
I like the R&B. Old R&B. School hip-hop. I believe it or not, I like jazz. Probably not too many people realize I like the blues.
Yeah.
I like listening to those sounds.
Just learn something new about foo.
Yeah.
That I did not know before.
Yeah. I can listen to all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty much the same. We were just had some music going, and HP was in here, one of the men's assistant basketball coaches, and talking about music and from New Edition to like, you know, just all different genres.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much exactly what you are. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Like, I can't do, there's one kind of heavy metal song that I like. It's just one. I do like some rock. I love like Van Halen and you know, some of that older stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously love rap. I mean, if you've ever seen my TikTok page, you know,
that was great. That's
great. I'm
fond
of rap. And same as you, is there's a couple country songs I like, but I'm not going to seek it out. But
right.
I won't necessarily turn it off.
Right.
And I'm a huge Frank Sinatra, that era.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Massive Frank Sinatra.
I like that music too, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. But same thing. I love reggae. I love... all kinds of different types of music, but we were sitting here thinking, and we did not know. So, her guesses were rock and electric.
Electric. Okay. All right, I'm not much of a. I can listen to it. It's all right, you know. Because EDC is coming in town this weekend, right?
And EDC what's that? This weekend,
Country, yeah. Country. Listen, when I go back to Nebraska,
that's all you hear.
Which is fine. I don't mind it. I like it. Yeah. We listen to it. It's fine. People love it. It's great.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear back there, which is fine. But
Well, Cape Cod's obviously, you know, a lot of James Taylor and Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Right.
And, you know, all the different little, you know, typical, you know, folk type music.
Yeah.
that. So I grew up around all kinds of music. It's, but yeah, we were coming up with different ones for that, and now we know. Now we know.
Speaking of music, I'll have a top five of some type of music next week.
Top five.
How about that?
I'll like that.
I'll come up with something.
Come up with something.
With some type of genre.
Yeah, that's it. So we got, we should be good for next Thursday. Heading on a little vacation.
Yeah.
I'll finish the work day tomorrow, have the weekend off, and then heading to California for a few days. And then Julie and her Golden Girls girlfriends get to go to Hawaii for a week.
That's awesome.
So I'll be back, I believe, Thursday, and we'll get in episode 9, the Coach's Corner, before we wrap up.
Yes.
That I wanted to kind of talk about today. I try to always throw in something, and even I think Aaliyah listening to this, or any basketball player listening to this, is a pretty good self-evaluation tool for all sports. This one specifically is basketball. So if you're a young player or an older player or college player, whatever level you are, there's three really cool questions that you can ask yourself to find out more about your game. And if you're honest, you're going to become a better player instantly. Okay. So here's the three questions.
Okay.
How would you guard you? How would you guard you?
Very good question.
Because you know your weaknesses, right?
Uh-huh.
So are you going to make them go left? Are you going to make them shoot? Are you going to give them space so they can shoot the three? Right. So you're going to identify your weaknesses. If you're a young basketball player, the first question you have to ask yourself is, how do you guard you?
Wow.
And I think that's telling if you really take it to heart. Okay. Second question is almost the exact thing. It's just switch from offense to defense. Is how would you attack you? So now you're on the defensive end.
Mm.
So if you're the offensive player, how would you attack yourself?
Yeah.
Like, are you slow laterally? Can you not jump as high? Are you prone to fouling? So the same principle is in effect.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, you're going to learn about yourself. What do I need to correct defensively? And the last one, of course, as a coach, is one of my favorites, is how would you coach yourself? How would you coach yourself? What type of motivation do you need? What type of verbal, nonverbal commands? What type of inspiration or motivation do you need? So you ask yourself those three questions if you're a young basketball player in particular. Is how would you guard yourself? How would you attack yourself? And how would you coach yourself?
Very good.
I challenge you. Do that today.
That's very good.
I mean, when we get off of this broadcast, episode 8 of the Doodoo and Foo Show, on May 16th, 2024, as Aaliyah gets ready to head back or head out to college at Utah Tech, we're going to end this broadcast and we're going to ask her those three questions.
There we go.
So that's it. I'll be back from vacation. Anything cooking this week? You said EDC's in town.
Yeah, EDC's in town. That's it. We'll see how that works out.
And, nice.
That's it. Other than that, I'm going with the flow. Whatever comes up this week comes up for me.
Yeah.
Nothing planned. So
maybe I'll bring something fancy back from California.
Yeah.
Something to snack on before the show next week.
There we
go. Stop at Eddie's World right outside of Barstow.
Too bad you can't keep that ice cream cold.
Oh, I don't keep it cold. You know, they sell it by the pint. You might have just challenged me. They sell it by the pint. I might have to get some. Anyway, all right.
Yes.
Good job,
buddy.
Good show.
Thank you. Yes.
He got his star bench cut. He got his blind ranking, and he's got his silent game locked in. Now he knows.
There it is.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
See you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.